It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come, never come, oh, come, never come, oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
And the rain is back, though it looks like we'll have some breaks over the weekend. We've also had quite a bit of fog lately. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He says the storms bringing us that rain have pretty much put an end to the fog. But we're going to look back at this weather feature that's so prevalent in autumn and learn a few more things about it, like taking off and landing in it. First, let's hear the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, the weather has definitely turned. You know, we had day after day of fog as high pressure dominated our region. But the jet stream moved down south over us. The ridge of high pressure moved inland. And so we've started getting a series of storms. And these storms have brought more mixing and the end of the fog. It looks like this weekend we're going to have a break on Saturday. So quite a bit of rain today, ending later in the day today. Saturday should be dry. Sunday, unfortunately, in the morning, another system comes through. And then there's one after the other as we get into Monday and Tuesday. So it'll be a showery period. So the bottom line is if you want to get out, Saturday is the day. And maybe later Sunday will be okay.
Good to know. Now, looking back at the fog, we had a stretch of about 5 days of heavy fog, really affected visibility, and there were some delays at SeaTac and a few flights canceled, but really we've come a long way in terms of being able to take off and land in this.
That's right, Bellamy. You know, the fall is fog season, and we often get dense fog because we have high pressure building over us, the nights are longer, the ground cools down. And so, you know, we can get heavy fog, dense fog, very frequently in the fall. Now, if you go back 20 or 30 years ago, SeaTac Airport would be closed all the time, sometimes for a few days as the fog just got thicker and thicker. But, you know, things have changed now. We still get the fog, but the airplanes can take off and land. Most of them can that have this special equipment. So a number of airlines, particularly Alaska Airlines, has head-up displays that allow pilots to see what the outside looks like, even though they're completely engulfed in fog. And they also have what's called auto-land systems that actually allow the plane to land on the tarmac without any visibility whatsoever. Now, it turns out that the visibility requirements are really minimal. You just need a few hundred feet of horizontal visibility, and you can have takeoff and landings. And I experienced that this week. I was flying out of SeaTac, and we couldn't see more than 300 or 400 feet horizontally. It was amazingly in pea soup. But the plane went to the runway, you know, had bright lights, and it was able to take off using that heads-up system. So the world has changed. The airport is no longer crippled from our typical fog during the autumn and early winter.
Which is really nice. And some people find the fog quite beautiful. You see lots of photographs of it when it's in its peak around here on the internet. But it's also associated with really poor air quality a lot of the time, right?
That's right. This week we did have air quality decline to the moderate levels. And the reason is generally the fog is associated with what we call an inversion. You know, the surface cools off to space, radiates heat to space. So we have cool air near the surface, warmer air aloft. And so the air actually warms in the few hundred meters above the surface. Well, inversions are very, very stable atmospheric structures. And so when you have an inversion, it keeps the pollutants down near the ground. So all the combustion products and all the other things that we put into the atmosphere are trapped at the lower levels. And so air quality declines during these foggy periods and sometimes can get moderately bad. The only good thing is we don't get quite the poor air quality during inversions as we used to have because people don't use wood-burning stoves as much. People used to burn a lot more wood 20, 30 years ago, and that's kind of gone the way of the world. So the air quality tends to be a little bit better. Also, we have these burn bans that are also very effective. So fog brings poor air quality, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
And you can often go for a really nice hike. I experienced that on a foggy day last weekend. I headed up to Mount Rainier and found it was warm enough to nap in the sun up there while it was cold and foggy down below.
That's right. So weather-wise, people know that when you have dense fog, there's probably an inversion. The fog will be very shallow, and it's warm air above. And so if you see very dense fog in Seattle, that is the time to head to the mountains, because the mountains will probably be in bright sunshine and actually much, much warmer than normal because they're up above the inversion. And that was certainly true this week. And we've seen that several times during the last several weeks.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.